This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It just doesn't follow that Jordan Sparks, Guy Sebastian song very well, I don't think.
Perfectly.
Okay, from Mouths of Babes with the wonderful Katrina Rowe, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Katrina.
Yes, well, we went to our first ever Christmas carols this week.
Hey!
Yeah. In spite of the fact that I actually had my hair set on fire by Santa's beard when I was about five.
Oops.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. Really, truly.
Sorry about
that. The kid in front of me was playing Santa and his beard caught on fire with his candle and then that fire to my hair. And then the stage actually caught fire.
Oh, what a memory.
Santa was jumping on the fire. But in spite of all that, I actually have really fond memories of Carols by Candlelight. So I was pretty keen to subject Birdie to the bad singing and the primary school concert bands and all that good stuff.
And did it live up to your expectations?
Well, the concert bands were as bad as I was expecting. I can say that quite safely. But no, there were no candles, maybe because they're a fire hazard. And nobody joined in the singing and the fireworks didn't go off because it was too windy. But worst of all these kids kept getting lost.
Oh, no. Why were they getting lost?
Well, you just got to picture this scene. It's kind of asking for it. There are a couple of thousand people packed onto a really big oval with no thoroughfares. Now, trying to get through that crowd was like trying to part the Red Sea, which, you know, fine if you got a little bit tricky for anyone else. And then suddenly, bang, it got dark. And the parents suddenly couldn't see their kids anymore. Now, I do admit that I'm a little bit suspicious that there may have been one too many glasses of champagne consumed with the gourmet picnic. Also could have had something to do with it. But I saw one little toddler running around crying for her mummy, and I just ended up following her around, you know, for about 5 minutes until she found her mum. And I met another mother whose daughter had been missing for 40 minutes, which is pretty scary. And there was also a little girl on the stage who was quite hysterical because she didn't know where her parents were. So, you know, it's not the most relaxing evening, really.
That's horrible. I take it you didn't lose Birdie?
No.
Good.
But she was quite upset by seeing that all these kids had lost their mums because it had obviously never occurred to her before that she actually could lose her mum. And so when we got home, she kept asking me, why did the little kids lose their mummies? You know, and I explained how it had suddenly got dark. But then she'd say, yes, but why didn't they stay with their mummies? And she'd say, I just keep holding my mummy's hand. So the good thing about all this is that now when we go Christmas shopping, all I have to do is say, stay close to mummy. You don't want to get lost. And now she actually knows what I'm talking about, which is very handy.
Now, I'm hoping we have a happy ending to this story.
I do believe that all the children that were lost were found again. All the ones that I saw were anyway. But I thought, you know, if you're going to carols in the next few weeks, here's a few tips to consider. And firstly, I thought, choose a spot that is easily identifiable for your kids. You know, like outside the ice cream van. So they straight away know where to go. They can say, look, that's where we were. We're outside there. And I thought, then arrange an alternative meeting point just in case they get lost. So some kind of checkpoint. And thirdly, make sure you regroup before dark because it'll save you a lot of stress.
Excellent, excellent advice. I'd like to hear your story. If you've got them, have you ever lost your children? Or do you remember being lost perhaps when you were a child? I do. It was very scary. What happened? What strategies do you have in place to keep your kids close in a crowd? And most importantly, have you had a disaster at Carols by Candlelight? 1-300-40-2020 is the number to call.
It's even worse, though, when you lose a child and it's not your own. Like when I was a nanny and lost a child once. And that was terrifying.
Well, I hope you're not really selling your services as a nanny here.
It's okay. My nanny services are free these days.
Oh, good.
I was going to say because you lose children, but no, that would be unfair. Because you don't, and you found a child, and that's all okay. I should stop.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.